Hello and welcome to the Smallwood Sessions. I'm your host, Josh Taylor. Thanks for joining us again this week in Sigma Oasis for our fishy Gamehenge D&D campaign. We hope you guys are enjoying it. We hope you guys like what we're doing here. We sure do. Well, now the festival is in full swing. The first set is just wrapping up and we got a set break intermission here for you. I hope you guys are enjoying it. We get to see what For Real and Tsumami and Garbage the Man and Rumble are up to as Fee is off Chad hunting. So if you guys are enjoying the Smallwood Sessions, check us out. S-Wood Sessions on Facebook, S-Wood Sessions on Instagram, S-Wood Sessions on Twitter. Those are all the ways to check us out, see what we got going on. Like I said, if you guys do get a hold of me on any of those platforms there, I will send you a free sticker. They're super cool. They look like our logo that you see right there on the podcast there, the cool Smallwood Sessions logo. You guys can get a free sticker. All you got to do is just hit me up on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or any of those and let us know you're listening and we will send you a sticker. Thanks for listening, guys. I hope you guys enjoy this week's episode. You were with Fee and his two Chads and Tom, and you just fought a tarper. Mm-hmm. And
we were going towards the stage.
You were Chad hunting.
Oh, that's
I believe is what you were doing. We're gonna call it Chad hunting is what you guys were doing because you got right on board with it.
Yeah,
and
it sounded fun. Yeah.
And he got up to a good following. He had about 8 Chads following him, and then all the Chads got super scared and ran away just like Rumble. When the tarper came out and it was like the abyss. And it was very scary. And it was gibbering, incoherent babble that made you all run away in insanity.
I thought that was the thing I peed on. I did get some hits in before I got terror. Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
It took a minute for it to form up and start gibbering.
Yep.
Well, Tom started playing music, and people seemed more upset at the fact that he was trying to play music in the middle of the fish set than they were that you guys were getting your asses chomped on by a big blue tarper. So, because it wasn't making a lot of noise. It was making low, crazy noises. And yeah, you were basically folding a tarp. And
it's actually happened.
Yeah, like, who knows? It was just a garbage bag. But, that's where we left you. So, you guys know where you are.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, we left a while ago, and I'm trying to remember what happened. You guys were backstage.
Yep.
Yes.
We met with you guys. We saw the Jeff. Well, we heard him on stage.
Yep. So you heard the orchestra. You guys were backstage for the orchestra. And then
I grabbed a bunch of drugs off the table. I don't know if that happened before or after.
That tracks.
We had gone to see the AC/DC bag.
Yeah, that all happened.
Just after this?
Yep.
Just after this.
Backstage, and we just fucking killed something.
I have no idea.
All right, you guys have 15 minutes of time, and this is how we're going to do this. What'd you do?
I modified Tiny Garbage Man.
Okay.
I just patched him up a little bit and modified him a touch. I switched him from Force to Protector.
Okay. How long does that take, 15 minutes?
16.
10.
Yeah, unfortunately it's 16. I can't really.
You have to wait a minute.
Well, I'm saying you guys have a half an 45 minutes of time to catch up to where they are in time right now. And rather than sit here and do you guys for 3 hours for your 45 minutes, I would rather just say you guys were backstage. Yep. What did you do back there for half an hour?
I'm on 25 doses of coke right now, so I didn't fix him or heal him or anything. I just intricately tinkered and, like, basically gave him tattoos.
Okay.
Like, etched some tattoos into him.
Okay.
While just letting the music rush over me.
And that's, so you're just frantically
sitting there
in a coked up frenzy, just tweaking this thing while the band is taking the stage. And
yep.
Okay. So you're just back there, like you guys were like by the craft services table. Did you kind of just find a place to pop a squat?
Was it Jefferson sitting in a chair?
He was on the side of the stage, like standing. And then after the orchestra left, he left.
Right next to the table and started tinkering.
Okay. You are there. The orchestra stops playing. You see that for real, the bird, or the bard. I almost called you a bird. That's weird. The half-elf bard. I don't know. It's weird. You see him just go bolting. Yeah. You see him run out onto the stage and play with the band, outrunning a number of security guards.
Oh, man, they were on the other side of the stage the whole time.
Well, they were, like, in the back. I'm assuming you guys, like, you guys both had very high passive perception. Yeah. So, like, you would notice, like, some shit going down on stage, and you would notice a fifth person on there and be like, oh, that kind of looks like that dude that kind of reminds me of that bird guy. And... you would be like, yeah.
It sounds real good.
It's okay. Cheese. And you're doing whatever you're doing. And then you see him get thrown out stage right. Even. Right out the door. And he is in Gen Pop on the front side of the barricades, stripped of his backstage pass from at least those four or five security guards that saw you, who also were like, great job, like on your way out. So,
worth it.
You see him get kicked out and...
You see him take the pass away, like get his pass taken away.
They didn't actually take it away. Wait. They just tossed him out, but like they're like,
yep.
You, we know you, don't even think about it. But it was only like a quarter of the security force, but he made them all look like fucking fools, so I wouldn't recommend trying to fuck with the security guard anytime soon.
And Rumble doesn't hesitate to rub it in.
Yeah. And Rumble, once you guys got backstage, he kind of peaced out. He's like, you're backstage, there's like security enough.
I'm safe.
Yeah. Went and did his own thing. You guys went and did your own things. So, I don't know if you have anything you want to do other than watch the show. There's not really a lot you can do. Like, you lose him in the crowd pretty quick once he disappears into the crowd. And Rumble, you turn around and he was just gone at one point. You see no one around you that you know other than...
me sitting cross-legged on the floor.
Tweaking out with his little thing. And... you see, like, there's the orchestra. They're up on, like, the side of the stage. The side of the stage is packed with pretty much everybody that's backstage is on the sides of the stage right now, right. Except for you guys who are kind of there. Like, I'm going to say you were there enough to see what was going on with him playing with the band and all that stuff. And since you're a wonderful showman and you know how things work, you didn't try and do that yourself. And you're smart. You're smarter than him. And
he did get a nat 20 on his performance with
him. Oh, he did. I'm not saying it wasn't a phenomenal performance. I'm just saying it was
frowned upon, a little
unexpected. It's frowned upon. At least first day.
So mommy's like, hey, you're fucking awesome, and then you just disappeared.
Yep, as they huck him off.
Yep.
Yeah, well, they took him out, like, you know, like, took him out. It was great.
I hear Sumami's voice.
You probably heard a lot of voices. Okay, like, yeah. You were on the other side of the stage with, like, a whole crowd in front of you.
Found Tarp Monster.
Okay. Yeah, you still, this is, oh, see, this I is doing, no, this is doing.
I brought the Tarp Monster back on the way into...
No.
Go back.
Yeah, but we got thrown off.
You were going back. Okay. You were headed back down towards the stage. Right. But you guys were literally Chad hunting.
Company, okay. And then we started Chad hunting our way back towards the front again.
Yep. Yeah. And
Fee, it's a concert, man. You just keep going from the front to the back, and the back to the front, the front.
So you guys right now are in the middle of the crowd, like almost smack dab in the middle of the crowd.
Okay.
And you guys are backstage.
Yep. After the whatever time, I'll just look up and be like, where the fuck is everybody? And just make my way to try to find anybody I know.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
I'm literally laying on the ground, Is there a patch where I can just stare at the sky?
Yeah, you were there earlier.
And just fucking smoking weed on the back. Okay.
Fair enough. Yeah, that's great. Music sounds good. Roll a perception check. Garbage. The man.
Not bad. 17.
Okay, cool. You see Sumami laying on the little grass patch, the same one she was on like before she performed. Mm-hmm. That little knoll in the back there, you found that again. Perfect spot. There's like two other people like just chilling on it too, but like basically the same as you. Just chilling, listening to the music. You see her in the middle, and you guys are together.
Where'd they go?
Where is everyone? You need some more cocaine.
Okay, as I take out a handful and do some more cocaine.
A handful?
Yep. I figured it'd be like 7 uses.
Oh my god.
Okay. Yep. Roll a constitution check.
Hang on, let me mark off my cocaine.
I was gonna say, does Garbage the Man have a heart?
We're gonna find out.
Three sizes,
because it was being excessive. Has no choice.
All of a sudden, the heart that he didn't think he had starts beating.
You said con save.
Yep.
Do, 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 do. 22.
Okay. Okay. You're good. I mean, you're like, you're pretty fucked up, but like, you're still.
Standing good. Somehow.
Like, no, you're still like, well, because like your heart's not gonna explode. At least it hasn't yet.
Yep.
You're
49 uses.
Well, like the constitution is to really see whether or not you're just gonna tweak out. So he just did a handful of coke, which is usually not.
I think I'll try that.
Not how people do coke. You hear like the dude standing, the other dude that was just laying there. He's just an average-looking, older human gentleman. And he's laying there, and you literally hear him say, that's generally not how people do coke.
So I put my hands in the powder. I'd say probably 4 or 5 uses are just wasted as I'm like, this is my first time!
And as he, like, sticks a finger under you.
And just catches and a little like,
bit. See, that's a more reasonable amount. It's the first day, man. You gotta pace yourself.
It's only the first day. Fuck.
Okay. I was thinking the same thing.
Mm-hmm. And then he just chills back out on the thing. And the other person on the hill just kind of like looks up, but doesn't really move. They're another human gentleman with like long hair, tied in a ponytail, just wearing a shirt.
Okay.
Normal, like a.
Just
and
wearing
I
a shirt.
Well, like, a shirt and shorts. Like, he's just normal. He's just, like, normal, dressed like a normal dude.
He's just wearing a shirt.
He's now, he's got pants. He's got pants. He's wearing a red shirt, and it says.
Let me just take out a joint and try to throw it in his direction.
Okay.
So you have to just chuck a joint over there and be like, here!
Roll a to hit.
To hit?
Yeah, with attack. Distance. Yeah, roll an attack.
So.
Just to see if it gets there.
What type of attack? Ranged attack?
Ranged attack.
Okay. 15.
A 15? Your throw was good. And the joint goes flying past him, and his hand comes up and would have caught it if the dude was just a little faster.
Yeah,
like, he like. Literally just missed it.
Well, hopefully someone else finds it.
And it doesn't land too far. I mean, he kind of he didn't catch it, but he the wind from it slowed it down. He's like, thanks, man, appreciate it. And he lights it up, and everybody's just sitting on this hill smoking joints, because you're smoking a joint, right? The dude's smoking a joint. The other dude that did a bump off your garbage coke. He's just sitting there, and he's, you know, everybody's, the music's playing. It's a good time. Your friends aren't there.
Yep.
I mean, if you're looking for them, they're not. You're not going to see them here.
Yeah. Yep. So I'm just going to be frantically, like, leg jiggling, like, so where are they? Should we go find them? Where is everybody?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't see anybody. I don't know. Let's go see if we can find them.
Your teeth be like that, too?
No. Dude, I'm just high.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave little man and just start walking in the direction. You're like, they might be over there.
Which direction are you going?
Whatever way she pointed.
Just
in the crowd.
Like
they might be over there.
Just pointed into the crowd. So
well,
like,
you're
go out back.
You're backstage now, so the stage is in front of you. So
yeah,
which way? Which direction? If this was the stage, right or left?
If this was the stage, right or left?
Yeah, like if you're looking at the stage to say go out there into the crowd, which way are you actually pointing?
To
you know what I mean? Okay. Yeah, so she pointed to the right. Just so, like, if you pointed straight, he would have ran right up to the stage. I just wanted to make sure that we've already had that happen once. Yeah, so, okay, you head off to the right, which is the, coincidentally, as high as you are, is the exit you saw him get booted
Wait up,
from.
Garbage the man.
And there's nobody really back here, so... You guys, it's completely free movement, and you guys see that up ahead there's, like, the tent and, like, the barricades between backstage and the general Gen Pop out there. And you get there, and you see that there's, like, three security guards standing there, and they're just kind of sitting there listening to the music because nobody's really doing anything. The concert's going on. People aren't really going back and forth here. And they're just like, have a good one.
You know, you guys garbage duty! And walk by.
Yeah, they... Yeah, you're leaving, so they don't care. but once you guys get out into the crowd, you probably can get about 20 feet before it's going to be, like,
rough terrain.
Like, almost almost a barren ground.
We can't, like, skirt around the edge?
Not really. Not this close to the stage. Like, there's a... Even the aisles in for the first, like, I don't know, I'd say probably about 50 feet is going to be, like, really rough terrain. I mean, you guys can...
to concerts, it'd probably take you longer to loop out around the crowd that's
than it would to just
get around than it would to try and get your way through.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, even where you guys are, I mean, it's, like, this crowd is hyped. Like, it's a It's opening night of the festival. Everybody's been waiting for it. Fucking crazy shit went down already today at the festival, and people are just hype. And, like, normally there'd be a little path where, like, the carts could go, you know, go back and forth in the concert grounds. But right now, like, you guys see the path below your feet, but it's just wall to wall.
Can little the man see?
How big is little the man?
He's about, like, 3 feet tall.
And he's walking?
No, like, can he see? Does he have vision? It doesn't state that he has vision. He's just an eldritch cannon. So I imagine no, but I tell him to, like, move and do things.
I'm assuming he has senses of some kind, if you can tell him to move and do things. Okay. And you don't, I mean, you don't always have to be, like, walk next to me,
right here. If I tell him, all right, go over there, he can go over there.
Yeah, and we've been playing that you could be, like, follow these guys.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say yes, it has sight.
Okay, in that case, while we're pushing through the rough terrain and whatnot, I'm going to hold him up as high as I can and just tell him, tap me if you see anyone we know.
Okay. What's
just over the crowd, a tiny garbage.
What's your perception?
My perception?
Mm-hmm.
A plus 8. His perception...
Oh, he's got... He does have perception?
I think so. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
Asking whether or not my cannon can see.
Is it a bullet bill or not?
Yeah. Treat all ability scores as plus 0. So he's not seeing shit.
Okay, so... Okay. Yeah. Oh, that, wow.
Nat 20?
No, a nat 1 twice in a row.
Because
I rolled the first time and then you were like, oh wait, he's got his own perception. And I was like, okay,
yeah,
I'll let you do that. And then yeah. He don't see shit.
So
he has eyes, but you're holding him backwards.
When I held him up, I was looking at his face.
Yeah.
I was like, let me know if you see anyone. It just like tucked him
and,
up.
Yeah, so he's looking backwards.
Me, watching the band.
Yep.
Like, he's tapping me this whole time. And I'm like,
hey buddy,
music. Yeah, you
see there
are people. Yeah. That's what we're going to do.
Yep. Nice. Yep. So you're reverse Simba-ing him.
Yep. Just
and so he don't see shit.
Fair.
So you guys are moving through the crowd. I mean, it's going to take you a while to get 25 feet. One second here. Sorry.
Oh, where's my furry friend when I need him? Cut right through the crowd.
What's your ACs, both of you? 14 and 17? Okay, cool. You guys, as you're moving 25 feet, that's fine. You both take 2 points of bludgeoning damage just from, like,
bows,
from, like people moving around and stuff like that. It's like nobody is nobody's intentionally hitting you, but you guys are essentially in a mosh pit right now. It's not, like...
The mellow mosh.
It's just a pit, and you guys are, you know, you're moving through, and it's really rough, and you're getting elbows, so you guys both take 2 points of bludgeoning damage for every 25 feet, so you guys have to move 50 feet through this terrain.
Okay, so take
wait,
50?
Yeah, so you're going to take another...
Four altogether.
I'm going to misty step through to where there's empty space.
Okay.
30 feet.
Yep, fine. So you will only take 2 points of damage. If you're just going to keep plowing through, you're going to take four in total. And then by the time you get out, you're like, and it's not like it really hurts.
Yeah,
it's just
a couple,
you know,
bumps and bruises.
You might have taken an elbow to like the weird part of your arm that hurts real bad if you just get hit just right. Day. Yeah. And but other than that, you guys are doing okay. And the crowd starts to thin out. Not a ton. It's still difficult terrain, but you guys aren't going to take any damage, and you're not going to get elbowed in the face. And it's about 30 feet out. You see her poof as you're moving through. And you guys catch up to each other. And from here, you can look back and see the band. And about 50 feet of just packed people with the lights on them and stuff. It looks pretty cool. And you guys are probably glad to be not in that anymore, and you can actually like move freely.
Glad I held up Tiny the Man.
Yeah. So, yeah, you guys are in the back of the crowd now. It's the same as the front of the crowd, just thinner.
Yep, just part of the back.
Yeah, you're just. Well, that's the thing. I mean, it's a thinner crowd here, so you guys can move freely.
Jeez. And
you
can. Oh shit! I'm gonna turn him around now.
Okay. Do I see him anywhere?
Now that we're at the back of the fucking
roll,
thing, I'm going to turn around so you
roll
see
an investigation check. Anyone who's actively looking.
I'm just trying to pep talk him as I turn him around now. Now he's just facing nothingness at the back of the crowd.
Okay.
15.
You got this.
You got
back.
15. What was his, what's his perception?
Anything's plus zero for him.
Okay. Well, no. Garbage the Man taps you on the head as you say, hey, hey. And you see over to... your left, probably about another 20, 25 feet, you see a top hat that you know.
Yeah.
Is it aligned with visors?
You can't really tell from where you are. And you kind of see that there's a group around it, but it seems that there's like space made around it a little bit.
I think our friend said something funny. Come here, come on.
You found them. As I'm going to set him on my shoulder.
You guys see the top hat bobbing away at a very quick pace.
The fuck, where's he going?
Headed left. The turtle shell's not as high as the... well, the turtle shell is probably very, very high, but it's not as tall as the top of his top hat. Like, they would see the top of the top hat first. And you see the top hat just
bolting, basically.
Kind of bolting through the crowd. I'm going to go to these guys
first.
He
had
the
chat hats the last time we saw him, right?
We are not back together yet, right?
You are not back together. You.
He's seeing Fee bounce going for a bunch of chads.
Yep.
With the Torah keeping an eye on.
Yep, that's right.
Okay,
so later.
I'm looking for him.
Yep. You're looking for him.
Yeah.
Okay. You see the top hat bounding away.
Okay.
Are you heading towards the top hat?
I'm heading towards the circle.
That's the top hat, where the top hat was.
The top hat was there. The circle's kind of filling itself
in.
Oh, okay. So, for real,
yes,
so you're
heading
toward, like, towards where the top hat is. Okay.
Top hat is.
So, for real...
I'm just kind of looking around, because now that I just fought a giant fucking tarp, and Fee just ran off Chad searching.
Yep.
So I'm just looking around.
And Tom went with him. The turtle just took off with him. And you, like, turned around and they were just piecing out.
All right, so when I look around, would I be able to...
Yeah, I'll roll a perception check if you're looking for people.
Yeah, I'm looking for
people. Or actually, I'm sorry, an investigation check.
However long it's going to take me, once the effect wears off, I'm turning around and going back where I came from.
Fair enough.
Very irritatedly.
24.
24?
No, not that.
You see in the air, a tiny little garbage the man.
Found him, buddy. Good job.
So I'm just setting him facing away from you.
Yeah. No, he turned him around.
Oh, when we got to the back, then I turned him around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you now see him just waving at you guys, like, hey, guys, hey.
Hey.
Who's that guy?
That's
the... Roll.
Wait, did we?
He was with that.
Did we cover that?
Yes. Because when we met Koo, you were in your new form. And we had a whole discussion why are you a bird? And you're like, I'm not.
Yeah, there was all this awesome stuff that didn't get recorded that you guys could regale the podcasters with, because you were all there. If you ever wanted to, feel free to tell the tale of the AC/DC bag and the lost session. That was a good one.
The lost session
featuring the AC/DC bag. So fans of the podcast, stay tuned.
10-minute skit later on.
Skibbity bop boo. All right. Oh, you said skit. That was a scat. Sorry.
Yeah, close enough. Off by one letter.
I'll look at it.
Go away.
Roll a perception check for me just to make sure you meet back up with these guys, because it's not going to take you that long to get back where you were. You might be off by a click or two.
11.
An 11? Okay, so you go exactly right back where you should have, but he moved over a little bit. So you get there and go, what the? Oh, there they are.
Crowds move, man. It's a living entity. That's how you move through it.
Yep. And you, there you go. Wise words by Rumble. You are now all together in the middle of the crowd, in the middle of the first set of the big band's performance here. And it's great. It's a great place to be.
I saw you go running, man, after you played.
Yeah, I wasn't supposed to be there, but, you know.
I thought you sounded great. I would have looked up on my stage.
I played with a lot of other bands over the course of the day. I did a great rendition of Killing in the Name with an orchestra.
That was you?
That was me.
I was, like, right behind stage for that.
Weren't we killing stuff?
Yeah,
no, I was carving.
Oh, yeah. I was laying down.
So, played with another band and played with the four dudes and two turtles.
They picked up more people?
Wait, there's a new band?
Four dudes, two turtles.
See, I should have been watching instead of, like,
didn't we just have one turtle?
Yeah.
So, Fee thought it was a great idea to make himself into a box turtle.
My idea.
Is that why he was
Rumble
all green?
Just dancing around everybody.
he was painted green. His box was green. He was a fucking box turtle.
That was Fee?
That was Fee.
I get it. Box turtle. Ha, that's funny.
So, you guys are in the crowd. The crowd
Have you guys tried Coke yet?
Rumble actually stops dancing for a second. And then starts again.
I haven't. What is...
As I pull out a handful, just... You put it in... Watch.
Don't do as much as you.
Roll a constitution check for the handful of coke.
Nine.
A nine?
Nine.
Yeah,
Nine.
You hear a sound in your ear. Just... Thump, thump. And that's it.
Like the seven other doses just fall out.
Rumble's dancing around in a way that he's able to catch as much of what's falling from Garbage the Man as he possibly can, and stuffing it in the coke pouch he has on his belt.
Works for
somewhere.
Me.
Save it for me for later.
Works for me.
A little garbage closer to my ear. How's that feel?
Little garbage doesn't talk.
Yeah, no.
He's got eyes, but he has no mouth.
Yep. I imagine he's just patting my head.
I don't know why I imagine Little Garbage the Man looking like one of the puppets from that Puppet Master movie. You guys ever watch Puppet Master?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he definitely looks like one of them little fucks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just pictured a little Tin Man.
Oh, yes. He's a mix.
He's just made out of garbage cans.
Yeah. Those fucking soup cans that I found around the house, just stacked them all up.
Yep. And he has like a funnel for a head.
Yeah. All right, so you guys are in the crowd, and it's pretty chill. Back there, nothing really seems to be happening in this direct part of the crowd, other than it being a crowd of people.
We picked up 5 uses of coke if you caught everything that fall.
Oh, well, nice. I made a note, but I didn't know how much.
Yeah, 5.
See, I took 4, and then there was 5.
You have 5 cocaines.
5 cocaines.
Congratulations. Level up.
Level up.
You double in size.
You think you double in size?
You're huge to your mind. All right. So, like I said, you guys are in the middle of the festival. It's pretty cool stuff going on right now. Light show, band, people. The world is happy around you. So there's not really, at this point, a lot going on. Pants. So do you guys want to just hang out in the middle of the band? Or?
You were wearing pants, though?
Without stopping dancing.
Sometimes pants are good.
Rumble's just going to say, so what happened to that guy? Pants,
but, you know.
Which I saw guy? Some dude out back.
You know that.
Just had a shirt, t-shirt.
Mr. Palmer guy?
No
just
pants.
Just showed like Winnie the Pooh?
Just straight Winnie the Pooh.
The kayak man?
Oh, it was the kayak man.
Yeah, he...
Did we leave that guy on stage?
Was left backstage.
No, the one we saved from the thing and we killed it?
Yeah, he kind of disappeared into his own entity after you guys got back.
Oh, yeah, we saved a guy.
Yeah, once the band
we
started.
Did. I was just wondering what happened.
And, like, disappeared.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
He blended... He blended in with the side of the stage people. With, like, the performers and stuff like that. He's just kind of chilling there. So you guys don't
alive.
Know, you guys
he's
don't
happy.
Know what became
alive.
Of him.
I don't know.
Fair enough.
He's alive. Oh, yeah. He told us some stuff about some stuff.
Oh. Good to know.
Didn't he? Yeah.
I think you're the only
some
one
stuff
that
stuff about a war? Yeah. He told us some stuff about a war to the north. I don't think I'm supposed to be talking this loud.
What? Yeah, the music's pretty loud. I didn't hear anything you said. I'm just dancing.
Yeah, there's people around you, but they're non-threatening. Just, they're doing the same thing you guys are doing. Watching.
People need some help, and there's, like, some lizard people. This is a book.
He's a lizard person. That guy's a lizard person.
Yeah, so you guys are listening to the music. You guys are having a good time.
It's
about
still Fish, right?
Yeah. They're doing like 2 sets tonight. So this is like they're still playing. It's probably been like 45 minutes into the first set. So
we're just getting down like a child's birthday.
Yeah. They're just playing. It's still pretty heavy because they were playing Carini, and then it was, you know, they stayed in a pretty heavy gym
nice.
For a while, and nice. It's kind of dark evil Fish going on right now because the
hey, Utica.
Yeah, like the there's something like in the air, like you guys can tell, like it's like there's like a fever of some kind, like I don't know if there could be a cure. But
Red Bull while I'm sitting.
It's actually there's like I would say it's God. Still there's still a bit of the purple haze lingering over the crowd as well.
I'm gonna drink a Red Bull while we're in the crowd.
Do you have one?
How many?
Yep, I have. Do you have? One Red Bull.
Okay.
And it's marked here 4d8+4.
Okay.
9 + 8, 17 + 4, 21.
21?
Yep.
Okay. Roll a percentile die for me, please.
Okay. 58.
A 58?
Yep.
You feel a tingle, like, on your shoulder blades.
Okay.
I'm
gonna instantly reach back there.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hold the man back there and be like, what the fuck?
As you sprout
wings.
Two small wings, that just flap, they don't lift you.
I imagine they're, like, not even farther than my shoulders. Like, yeah. They're just too little.
They're little teeny wings.
They're little...
sparrow wings.
Yeah. So, yeah. So your Red Bull gave you wings, but they are ineffectual at best. Okay. They might be able to, like, provide a breeze for your shoulders.
Like, concert fairy
Were they also
wings?
Healing...
Yes, it was. Okay. Yes, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That was just a percentile die. Was just that it's a
see
Red Bull.
See if I got some wings.
Yep. So you guys see him chug a Red Bull and sprout.
Huh. Guys, what's going on? He won't tell me what's going
on.
I'm
going to
put it back
on
my shoulder.
There's little wings back there.
Wings.
Is this anything like pooping?
Nah, probably
not
hurt.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, right. They're like little like. It almost looks like you took like
a
little.
My clothing?
Yeah, like enough.
Okay, enough to
you know,
see the little wings.
It kind of looks like you took like a little girl's like angel costume,
yep,
a very little girl's angel costume, and like put it on like because they're like badly looking. I mean, they look like little angel wings, but like they're ineffectual.
They're baby angel
tiny.
Wings.
Yeah.
You got cute little baby angel wings. Is this real? Am I seeing? Is this real?
I'm just gonna
or is it
the
S?
I see
it. Kind of okay, just making sure.
Yeah, so they do, but your coat is now kind of.
It's got bulge in it.
Yeah, yeah.
My wings were way better.
Your arms were wings, weren't they?
Yeah.
No.
I missed my wings.
You're the bird?
As you guys are standing there, everybody roll. What's everybody's passive perception? I know Chris's is like stupid high.
14.
18.
That's Aurora.
Oh, yeah. 14, 18s. What am I hearing here?
Yep, that's 2, 18. Layla's 14.
Oh, really? Yep. So 14, 18 is what I was hearing?
Yep.
Okay,
yeah.
Those are actually the numbers, yeah.
14, 18, 18, 18 what?
What am I hearing?
What am I hearing? 12? Somebody say 14?
12.
18. I'm pretty sure mine's 15.
15? Okay. Yeah. You all notice, there's an Arakoka with a long neck and almost looks bald on its head and neck. And it has the not a normal Arakoka head where it kind of look, most of them kind of look like eagles and stuff. And this one definitely roll a nature check, everyone.
I'm just going to lean over to.
Hee hee.
26.
For real.
I come from the land of 18. The ice and snow where the ibis do not ever go.
What did you get?
A natural one.
Okay, yeah. You're like, what the hell? The bird plucked all its feathers off its head. You got
nature roll. Mine was 26.
26. 18.
Oh.
Mine's a number. I get advantage on those. Okay, so I'm going to stick with the 14.
Oh, natural
plus
one.
4. Yeah, no.
Can I use 18. My lucky?
Go ahead. Oh, if you want to use it on this, go ahead.
No, it's not. It's actually
your
feet.
Yeah.
But I always forget about it. Natural. I rolled a natural. I could have like 20 dicks.
You could have like.
I mean,
or
just walk around the crowd.
Hang out with feet for a while. 12. It'll be fine.
A 12?
Instead of a 1.
Okay. One off from knowing what these were. Anybody who rolled over a 13 knows that these are vulture. They're Arakokas, but they're vultures.
Rather than eagle.
Yeah, and there's, you see two of them, like kind of standing next to you guys, like heading your way, like kind of looking at you guys.
Are they indigenous to here? Are they?
It's not unheard of. Okay. I'm not gonna say they're the majority, but they're not.
Wouldn't be the first time.
You wouldn't.
Have seen
yeah, anybody who passed their history check would have probably seen. You've probably seen these before. You've definitely seen these before. Yeah. You've probably, like, been one for a minute. I don't know what you do with your bird shit.
Yeah. Rumble's seen one. He keeps dancing.
Yeah. So, they're kind of coming up on you. Not threateningly. They're just coming closer to your space than other people have been. And,
just gonna move him a little closer on my shoulder.
Yep. And the first one,
okay, how's it going?
Hey, pretty good. You guys interested in any of this? And he opens up his coat, and he has just drugs. I mean, mostly stuff you guys already have.
Yeah.
Do you take time?
No.
Okay, I've got gold. Do they have coke on them?
They do.
Okay.
God.
How much? and he's just like, oh, all right, I didn't realize this was going to be so quick here. And the other one comes, and you're interested in buying, so they both, with their coats, just make a tent.
Ooh, word.
Like, so around you and them. Yes.
Put a little garbage down off my shoulder.
And you're essentially in a little drug tent, word, being held up by these two big birds.
How much coke do you got?
And you just want coke?
Oh, take that and this.
Give me something green while you're in there.
Something green. I'm just gonna yell. Anyone else?
Green.
Green.
More green.
Green.
All okay. Greens. One of them just holds out like a ounce of weed.
Okay.
It looks pretty good. It looks pretty good.
Okay.
And one of them holds out a sack of white powder, not like a sack,
not 10 uses.
Yeah. Not my handful amount, no.
Yeah, no, a normal size bag, an eighth of coke. I don't buy coke.
Coke.
an ounce, a gram, let's say 3 grams. Yeah, that's like
3 grams.
So there's 3 grams of coke.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's an 8 ball.
Yeah, there, an 8 ball. There we go. Hey, I know.
Just making this up.
Well, thank you, sir, walking by for knowing that. We appreciate your help.
Okay, so yeah, I'll grab the bag of the green and the white, and then just start pointing random shit. I'll grab some of that and
color,
whatever, the purple there, and whatever the orange is right there.
Okay.
Do you see anything, buddy? And he's just gonna turn around and smack a bag.
Okay. Color.
Blue.
Okay. So you have a bag of all of those colors, in powder form.
Okay.
So.
Good to know. I'm just gonna write bag of orange, purple, and blue.
Yep. If you roll a history check, you will know what the purple's supposed to do. From what you know of purple powder.
Can you get them too, please? Or maybe a blunt or two. I don't know.
You got that?
Yeah. And they ruffle their feathers a little bit and out roll just like 4 blunt wraps. Like, just a, leaf paper. And they're like, is that all?
Yep, how much?
How much you got? You noticeably feel the tent getting tighter.
Okay.
Am I observing this happening?
No, you guys don't see it.
You see outside of it, but you don't see it's not the tent itself that's closing in.
It's more like they are. So the tent's not actually moving for you guys. It's them. It notably gets tighter in the tent.
I'm gonna take out my little coin pouch.
Okay.
And then open it up and take out one coin. Will that do it? Okay. As I drop that on the ground. How about that?
Does it drop below their feathers?
No, because they have cloaks that keep it right on the ground. Like, okay. they're built to do exactly what they're doing.
All
right,
yep.
Try 50. And then keep going. 75.
You got a free hand?
You can just keep dropping it where you dropped it.
Okay. I'm just going to dump out my bag a bit. Out of 110 gold, how much would you say just a nice smattering of dumping would be?
110? Roll a percentile for me.
59? 59? Four that I've already dropped.
Okay, so, there's 63. Like 65. We'll say 65, we'll round up.
Unless they counted it on the way down, I'm going to be like, is that enough?
And the one is actually going to extend it. You see it, extend its neck down without, still keeping, because they're like vultures, so they're keeping their wings way up high. You've seen a vulture, when it's down, its wings are still up really high, so you guys on the outside, it hasn't moved.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna yell, run! Try to grab a bag, and then elbow him in the head, and just try to jump out of there.
Oh, jeez.
Alright, roll a,
Did you just hear him yell, run?
I did.
Not yet, we didn't.
I don't like to run.
Roll, you Roll, shit. Roll the hit.
Unarmed strike?
Yep.
Okay. Sorry, guys.
When drunk does go bad.
At least you didn't just start casting spells.
That's because I probably don't have any left. 28.
A 28 to hit? Okay, yeah, you hit. And was it unarmed strike?
Yeah, 5 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
As I elbow, try to grab it back at the same time and like push my way out of there.
Okay. As you all see, garbage the man, write down bag of white powder.
Bag of white. You want me to do a sleight of hand or anything for that?
No.
Okay.
You just took
it. Perfect, yeah. I just grabbed and bolted.
Well, you jumped up, and as you jump up and try and escape the tent that these guys made, roll a strength check for me, and then everyone roll initiative.
How'd you do this?
Ooh.
12 for my strength check.
Yeah, okay. Sounds right.
Yep. Really strong.
No.
Which is shitty, because I have an 18 in strength, so.
Yeah.
I just, you guys do not like me.
As you see, you hear, run, and
run!
You see the,
now I heard it.
You see, like, the top of this tent, which would be the vulture's heads. You see one just go down, and the whole thing kind of go askew. And it's initiative time. So.
What did you do?
I thought you were just buying drugs.
I'm just going to throw a bag. The green, because you guys wanted green.
Okay.
Shit. Is this a killing situation? Quick, tell me.
Unfortunately,
no
you
one
go
can.
Unfortunately, you go first.
All right. You do you, yo.
So, for real, seeing what you just saw, what are you going to do?
I'm going to cast fear on them, at them.
Okay. What do they have to do?
Wisdom save.
Wisdom save?
19. Otherwise, they drop all their shit and run away. All
right. So, the one bird that you just hit, what happens on a failed save? They drop all their shit and run away?
Yep. Each creature in the 30-foot must succeed on one wisdom saving throw or drop whatever it's holding and become frightened for the duration.
Oh, drop whatever it's holding. Okay, yeah. So they're not going to drop, like, their shit. They're just going to drop whatever they're holding and run for the duration. What's the duration?
That's literally the end of the sentence.
What's the duration of the spell?
Oh, concentration 1 minute.
Concentration 1 minute. All right, so the one bird that you just hit just pieces out, which is probably how you got that bag so well. Because he was like, oh, fuck, almost at the same time. anything else? You have bonus action, and unless fear is not a bonus action spell, is it? It's a full action?
Yeah, it's one action.
Okay, so you have bonus action and movement.
How am I, are we...
Distance-wise?
Yeah, what are we
distance-wise? You guys are, you're all within, like, 15 feet.
Okay.
Like, this is all happening in the middle of your circle of people at the concert.
We don't have to roll for wisdom saves, do we? Because I really don't want to go back to the barrier.
That's right. Is fear a...
do you get to choose your target?
Target-based, or is it radius, or is it an area of effect?
That's a great question.
Because if it's an area of effect, then you're right. You're right. Man, you shouldn't have said anything.
You project your phantasmal image of a creature's worst fear. Each creature in a 30-foot cone must succeed.
So it's directional.
It's directional, but it's definitely going to be garbage the man.
He's already scared. Sorry,
yeah. Brian. Yes, I am not in the place right now anyway.
Because we'll say that you guys were.
Nat 20.
They're kind of behind you guys.
Needed that.
Oh, 30-20.
Oh, you. Yeah.
We were outside of the cone.
We'll say. You mostly were. So, good. You rolled it good. Then she rolled group for you guys. You guys were far enough out. As long as one of you guys hit it, you guys were far. He was smart enough to... Because, like I said, they came up behind you, and then he was like, drugs!
Yep, got right.
And didn't let them get all the way to you, and then he got engulfed in the bird hut. And then they, one of them is terrified. So you are now exposed, and there's one behind you.
I put that away. No,
And for my bonus action, I'm gonna give Tsumami Bardic Inspiration dice.
Yeah. Oh, nice. So what's that? A D8?
D12.
And that's till she uses it, right? Yep. Okay. Rad. Okay. All right. So that was your bonus. Are you gonna move at all? Or are you gonna stay right where you are?
Good.
Yeah. I was gonna say. As the bird goes fleeing, like flying off, the bird flew off. Like you're like, get out of here, gone. You must have projected a scarecrow or something, and the bird was like, fuck this, and took off.
And projected live meat.
Then
actually his mom.
And then you were like, Tsumami, you're awesome. And she was like, whoa, cool, thanks. And now Garvin's the man is up.
Thanks. I'm going to cast Prestidigitation on the one who's still here.
Okay.
I'm going to make a harmless sensory effect, such as a shower of sparks, just appear in front of his face.
Okay.
And then try to run away.
Okay.
Bonus action, I'm going to scoop up Little the Man.
Okay.
If I can do that.
So I'm sorry, can you go back?
Casting sparks in front of his face.
Okay, sparks in front of his face, and then you're just taking off. Okay.
Scoop up Little the Man, and then just run to where these guys are, and full movement, get past them, and be like, run!
There's only one left.
Four of us, yep.
And one of them.
Yeah,
he's in cope brain mode.
And this one is currently blinded.
Flight took over.
So this you see he's like and like kind of like
attack of opportunity against me.
I'm gonna try.
No, because you blinded him. Like literally, he rolled a one.
It worked.
I might need new dice. So he's blinded and he's squawking around and he's. Actually, it's his turn now, and he... Yeah, he, like, is blindly swinging away and actually just kind of, like, takes off and flies, like...
Into a tree.
No, just off, very...
In the middle of the fucking concert field.
Very nearly missing the porta-potty pagoda on his way out. And people are like, whoa. And we are now out of initiative.
Damn, I wanted
and
to cast Polywarp on that. That didn't take
very long. Sorry about that. But you terrified one and he flew away. No, and you blinded one and he flew away because...
Blind.
And your gold is sitting on the ground?
I'm gonna...
By you? You're basically sitting on it. Because they never took it.
Drop something.
Because you didn't run that far. So, I mean, you're like, because he took... you blinded him, and he was like, what the hell? Because technically your turn's happening at the same time.
I was going to say, Rumble's just dancing around, picking the coins up, passing them off to...
I gave you each one gold
coin. Garvin the man.
Thanks. Thanks for the gold coin, buddy. You're cute.
So 110 minus 3.
That's going in there.
All right. Nobody really around you really gave a shit about what just happened there. That's, you know.
I'm going to give them their bags. Green. Did you want anything?
I'll take this.
As I pull up a little bit of orange.
I'll take an orange bag.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have an orange bag?
Bag of orange powder. You have a bag of weed, like probably a half ounce.
Which 1 ounce of weed is 256 uses. So half of that usage. I've been writing it out. Like 7 grams of coke is 67 uses.
You get one of these.
1 eighth of weed is 32 uses.
No way.
It's your currency, man.
Yeah, man.
Is that what I said?
1 gram of molly is 10 uses.
That's what I have.
So, you guys survived the vultures and are, as you are handing out the drugs to them, you notice the band is wrapping up their first set. You know they have one more set this evening.
Are they playing it directly after this set?
They're, you know, half an hour or so, and they'll be back. So it's like, bah, 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 bah. Thanks, everybody. We'll be back in 15 minutes. You know that that's not true.
That's a half.
Is that break?
Mm-hmm.
Birds.
I mean, there's no set break.
Birds.
The, like, house lights, you're outside, but, like, the, you know, the amphitheater lights come on, like, halfway. They're not fully lit because, you know, there's another set. And everybody starts moving, and actually the area you guys are in starts to get much more crowded than it was.
Is there house music playing?
Yeah.
Rumble's dancing to house music.
Okay.
Just moving around the people that are passing him, going towards the back of the auditorium, stadium, stage area.
That's what people are doing. They're moving back to take a leak and get a beer.
Now's the time to head back up towards the stage. Food. That's where we want to go.
Okay, I'm gonna follow dancing.
Are these these vulture things at these festivals? Is this like a normal thing?
Yeah, they're just Derek Copers, man. You see vulture ones and parrot ones and hawk ones and eagle ones.
Parrot ones are really pretty, and they say
fun. They are really pretty. Yeah, foul mouth.
They're like foul mouth, and like they say fun things.
Oh. What she said.
You can teach him things too. It's fun.
If you guys are moving, you're gonna move in towards the stage. It's pretty easy going, because like I said, everything's thinning shifting, out now a little bit. It's shifting more towards the back. You guys are going upstream if you're heading towards the stage. If that's your plan. You head to the stage if you're just heading straight in. You can get to within probably about 25 feet of the stage, before it's going to be, like, really rough terrain.
I'm going to go backstage again.
Can we get backstage without going through the crowd? Like,
most of the crowd's moving away from the stage right now, because they got to all piss and get some
At this point, the edges have cleared out a little bit.
They buy some pancakes?
Yeah, let's go over there.
And crepes?
Fucking pancakes.
Fuck crepes.
I don't want pancakes.
I don't
want
to talk.
I found some pancake flavored vodka.
I don't like the smell of pancakes anymore.
I just still can't believe I fought pancakes.
Neither can I.
I fought pancakes with a bird. How did you fight pancakes?
I was the bird.
He was the bird.
He's there, don't tell anyone. Shh.
I'm gonna hand up the bag, purple, blue, and orange to Little the Man. If you like, inspect that. He has no idea what the fuck anything is, so.
I'm just dancing with the house music following them.
Okay.
We're going off left? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Like to where it's not as crowded in the middle.
Yeah. You guys peel off to the side and notice that, like, where you guys were on the other side of the stage trying to walk, and you notice that, you know, there was a path there. Now it's actually there, like the sidewalk area going down to backstage isn't just full of people, and you can actually walk pretty freely right back to the gate. Looks exactly like the one on the other side, but it's on the other side. And there are 4 security guards at the gate, and they're not letting people through without backstage passes. So does everyone have a backstage pass?
Indeed.
Yep.
I'm Tsunami.
Yeah, well, they know you're Tsunami. But,
garbage duty.
Yep, you're good. You're with her. Guard. Yeah, we know that. And then,
dive on stage all day.
You
don't tell that to everybody.
Oh, did you meet my garbage apprentice? This is Bird.
Bard. His name
is Bard.
Bart.
Three of the security guards kind of move over, like to where you guys are. So now there's not just the one.
Yeah, I'm training him in garbage. He's got big plans to be a musician.
And you see the fourth one that's not there, kind of talking to his shoulder like that, real quick. And then the one of the three just says, "You got a backstage pass?"
I take it out.
And he grabs it and inspects it. And flips it around and gives it back to you and says, "Well, he's got a pass," and lets you in.
Mosquito season.
Yeah.
I just had one
backstage pass inspection season, apparently. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I can't imagine why.
Yeah, no.
Hey, next time, is it okay if you just let him through? Because he's...
We're gone.
We've got a lot of people jumping up on stage randomly with the band, and we're trying to keep stuff under wraps here, so...
Yeah, if I see anyone do that, I'll let you know.
We'll keep an eye out for you guys. We'll kill him. You know, I'm going to fist bump one of them on the way through, you know, fellow security. One of the three idiots.
They awkwardly, like, okay.
Yeah, they literally don't get it.
Yeah, they don't. They're not good at their job. And... You guys are backstage. And,
Fuck, I'm hungry.
It's pretty cool. There is their craft services. There's all that stuff that was there last time.
Craft services is right over there.
There's not really a lot of people around back here. There's a few people at the craft services table. Like, probably six, like, humans. Everybody else seems to be, like, back. You guys know where, like, the trailers are and stuff like that. People seem to be back there.
Right. Is there any avocados on there?
No.
I'm gonna go put a coconut on the craft table.
Do you have a coconut?
I have one coconut from the Ruby Mission.
Oh, wait.
Mission.
I still have a coconut, too.
Yep.
All right. There is a coconut on the craft table. There's no avocado, but there's a coconut.
There's coconut
now. An unopened coconut.
Yep.
So.
What kind of food is there at the craft table?
Drugs.
No, it's like...
junk food.
It's like junk food. Like Little Debbie's and stuff like that.
Zebra cakes?
One coconut.
Mm-hmm. He's going for the zebra cakes.
Mm-hmm. Do they have any of those little crunchy donuts that have the coconut on the outside?
Oh, yeah. The donuts? Them. Yes, they do.
I'm going to point to the coconut. Yeah, just...
Oh, haha, you're funny. That's a real
donut. Yes, they do have plenty of donuts.
I'm gonna have one.
It's mostly donuts and shit like that. So.
There will be no zebra cakes left when he's done.
There are no pancakes on this table.
I'm gonna get two oatmeal cream pies and take the sides off of each one and make a double stuff oatmeal cream pie. And then eat it.
I'll get your tops.
That's awfully forward of you.
I believe we've just met.
Bards, what the fuck? You
gonna do something with those oatmeal nut cream pie?
Yeah, those are the tops. I was gonna eat them.
Yes.
Do you want them?
I have enough tops
snack
for
session.
All of you.
Take my bags back down from Little the Man. He assured me that they're good.
No, they're terrible. They taste just like pancakes.
Because I'm holding up drugs.
What?
Never mind.
You guys are munching your asses off at the craft services table.
Mm-hmm.
Which tracks pretty well for what's going on right now. You guys are over there for a good 10 minutes or so, and the band has not come back out yet. And you don't see anybody you really know out there at the current moment.
So every zebra cake is gone...
Okay. Every single one of them?
Yeah, every single one of them.
Okay.
Rumble's just going to look up and go, so, what are we doing? I mean, besides enjoying the next set, I hope we're enjoying the next set. Are we going to enjoy the next set?
Yes, we'll stick around for the next set.
Okay.
As long as I'm
hot. Just out of curiosity. I'm not going to do a garbage demand size dose, but after learning from the gentleman on the knoll, I'm going to just... Take a tiny little bit on my finger and test out the orange.
The orange?
Yep.
Okay. Roll a constitution saving throw.
Yep. Can I make a perception check to see if I see him trying the orange? Because I have some orange.
Yes.
Oh, no, sorry. I wouldn't have been trying the orange because I gave him the bag of orange.
Oh. That's fine. Because I didn't see anything anyway.
I'm going to try the blue.
The blue?
Yep.
Okay. Roll a percentile die for me.
29.
A 29? Okay. Lucky you. You, just did math.
Yeah.
But you're not horribly addicted to it. So you're okay.
Your teeth feel like this?
Yeah. You're like, I have literally no idea how you feel.
Neither.
I'm assuming there's bees in your teeth and your blood is on fire. I don't know what meth does to people.
There's worms in my veins.
Hold on, let me call someone. I'll find out.
For the first time, it feels like my blood is flowing.
Yeah. Yeah. So you are, like, cranked out of your head. And that was the blue. So.
Damn.
And that is going to last.
Fuck.
For 10 hours.
Okay. Downside to it?
Disadvantage.
Okay.
On everything.
That's what I figured.
Yeah, you're just...
Double disadvantage.
Yeah.
Don't do meth, kids.
Yeah. I don't know what meth does. I'm assuming it. I'm assuming you get addicted to it, and then you... I don't know. So, but you just did some.
You get addicted to it. You do a lot of it. You die. You know.
Yep. So there you go.
Do drugs, kids. Just not meth.
Yeah. Don't do drugs.
Everything else in this campaign has been
play D&D and pretend to do drugs.
Yep.
It's much safer. Much cheaper. Well, no. I mean, you're buying a lot of dice and shit.
I'm
gonna
be buying a lot of dice.
But it's.
Would you be doing that if you're really lazy and you just pull the app and roll here? Yeah.
That's true too. That's basically free.
D&D Beyond. Yeah, not sponsoring us. But
you could if you wanted to.
Please.
Look at how good we are for the kids. We're like, don't do drugs. They are like that.
This is a rabbit hole.
Yeah, we're falling in here.
Give you advantage on all athletics checks.
So, you're methed out. You're all methed out. Y'all messed up. Y'all messed up. You gotta stop. You gotta stop doing those drugs. Y'all messed up.
These days you're gonna get a phone call. It's gonna be like, I know what it feels like. I can tell you.
Yeah.
Good.
If any of the listeners know what it's like, please tell me how Steve is feeling right now.
Who's Steve?
Garbage the man I meant.
Who's Steve?
Don't worry.
All right. So with the concert, you guys are backstage.
Yeah.
You just did some meth.
Yep.
You just ate a shit ton of zebra cakes. You
rolled a blunt.
You ate oatmeal cream double deckers.
Extreme oatmeal cream.
Mm-hmm.
Ayo. I ate really the tops.
Good. Little Debbie, if you want to sponsor the podcast, you can feel free to do that too.
Or even Giant Deborah.
I prefer Giant Deborah.
Because I'm pretty sure that's what you made.
I made a Giant Deborah.
You make a Giant Deborah when you slam those together like that. That's great. Patent pending. Small session. Giant Deborahs.
Giant Deborah's already GMM thing.
Dang it.
Alternate universe.
Well, then, if Rhett and Link want to come hang out and play D&D,
that'd be cool
come
too.
Come hang out with us too. Well, thanks for joining us this week on the Smallwood Sessions. We hope you guys enjoyed it. I'm your host again, Josh Taylor. I want to thank Layla. I want to thank Brandon. I want to thank Chris. And I want to thank Dan for coming to hang out with us this week and enjoying their time at the Rhombus Festival. Day one of the Rhombus Festival is wrapping up here. I think next week we're going to have a big encore, so that should be really fun for you guys. Now remember, if you guys are enjoying the Smallwood Sessions, check us out. S-Wood Sessions, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff. Get a hold of us there. Say, hey, I like what you guys are doing. It's pretty cool. We'll send you a sticker. It'll be sweet. If you want to be on the podcast, if you want to come play D&D with us, just let me know. That'll be super cool too. We got a bunch of cool stuff coming up. We're always looking for special guests to come hang out with us in Sigma Oasis. So thanks for listening again this week, guys. Hope to see you next week on the Smallwood Sessions. Have a great week.